Republican Congressman Rodney Davis met Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan for the second debate of their high-profile rematch last night in Normal. Ryan Denham has a recap.
Londrigan tried repeatedly to link Davis to President Trump's track record on the pandemic, tax reform, and incivility in politics. They met in a mostly empty auditorium at ISU in a socially distanced 13-district debate hosted by WGLT. Londrigan repeatedly noted that Davis is an honorary co-chair of Trump's re-election campaign. Trump won the 13th district by 5 percentage points last time around. Londrigan criticized Trump's response to the pandemic.
Think about what it would have been like if we would have had a president who stood in front of us and told us the truth, had a plan, worked with Congress to make sure that we were moving forward, and instead we had somebody stand up there, lie to us, and people like Congressman Davis bury their heads in the sand.
Davis repeatedly invoked the name of Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He says that Pelosi is the real reason that lawmakers and Trump have not agreed on another round of coronavirus relief.
Remember, it was less than a year ago that COVID-19 was discovered here on Earth, and we are doing a great job in making sure that we address the testing issues compared to where America was. And it is in record time that we are allowing that testing to ramp up. We need to do more. We have learned a lot, and there were bipartisan failures in addressing what a national stockpile should look like.
Responding to a question about economic inequality, Londrigan said those disparities were exacerbated by the 2017 tax cuts championed by Davis. More than 60% of the tax savings went to people in the top 20% of the income ladder. That's according to the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. Londrigan again summoned Trump's name and his $750 personal income tax bill.
As we found out, President Trump wrote off $70,000 in hairstyling. Teachers can only write off $250 in school supplies.
Davis said the 2017 tax cuts helped revitalize the economy, pointing to what he called a period of historic economic growth and low unemployment. That was before COVID hit.
I don't believe that this country can leave anybody behind if we actually put good policies in place to fight poverty and to address the issue and get people into those good paying jobs that were just here right before the pandemic began.
Londrigan says Davis has not done enough to hold Trump accountable. She referred to a 538 ranking of how members of Congress have voted in relationship to Trump's position.
He talks bipartisanship, but he votes with this president 91% of the time.
Davis again cited his rank on the list of the most bipartisan members of Congress at number 13. That's according to the Lugar Center's Bipartisan Index. He says Londrigan should condemn the vitriol coming from Pelosi, including recently calling Republicans enemies of the state.
If you don't believe that that type of rhetoric led a deranged gunman to want to take out his political grievances on me and my friends, then you are more partisan than I ever thought. And that was a pretty heavy lift.
That's a reference to the 2017 shooting at a congressional baseball practice. Davis Londrigan in 2018 was one of the tightest races in the country. Davis won by just 2,000 votes. The rematch comes during a presidential election year with higher turnout expected. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can watch our full video of the debates at WGLT.org.